Turning back now. This is what makes me. This is what I am.
Feel me?
You can hate me now,
QB,
but I won't stop now, 'cause I can't stop now.
Braveheart.
You can hate me now,
come on,
but I won't stop now, 'cause I can't stop now. You can hate me now, you can hate me now.
Do it now, do it now, do it now. Don't hate me, hate the money I see. Clothes that I buy, ice that I wear, flows that I try. Close your eyes, picture me rolling sixes, money folding, chickens, honeys that swollen, the riches. Nas get in ya, most critically acclaimed, Pulitzer Prize winner, best storyteller, thug narrator. My style's greater, model data, big threat to a lot of you haters. Commentators, ringside, try watching my paper. Almost a decade, quite impressive. Most of the best is in the S's, but it's rap stuff that I stand for. Expanding more to the big screen, Bill Gates dreams. But it seems you'd rather see me in jail with state dreams. Want me off the scene fast, but good things last. Like your favorite MC, still making some mean cast. First rapper to bring a platinum black back to the projects. But you still wanna hate? Be my guest, I suggest.
Money is power, I got millions of dollars on salary.
Do it now.
You can hate me now,
I won't stop.
But I won't stop now,
can't stop.
'Cause I can't stop now.
You can
now.
Hate me.
You can hate me now.
Do it
I hate
now.
You too.
But I won't stop now.
Come on, come
you can
on.
'Cause I can't stop now.
Come on.
You can hate me now.
You can hate me
Do
now.
It now.
You can hate me now.
Do it now, I told you, do it now.
Let's go.
You wanna hate me, then hate me. What can I do but keep getting money? Funny, I was just like you. I had to hustle hard, never give up until I made it. Now y'all saying that's a clever nothing to play with. Hate on me, I blew, but I'm the same OG. People warn me, when you on top, there's envy. Took my people out the hood, but you doubt on us. Saying we left the hood, but can't get it out of us. My bad, should I step on my shoes, give them to you? Here's my cars and my house, you can live in that too. Criticize when I float for the street. Hate my dress code, Gucci this, Fendi that. What you expect, yo? Nickname Esco, took this game to its threshold. Best flow, I bet the whole US know. Try to make it like you the realest, but who the illest? Think we all know the answer to that, 'cause feel us, right? Do it now.
You can hate me now,
I won't stop.
But I won't stop now.
Now
can't stop.
'Cause I can't stop now.
Do it
you
now.
You can hate me now,
I hate you too.
But I won't stop now.
You can hate me now,
'cause I can't stop now. You can hate me now,
you can hate
Do
me
it
now.
Now
you can hate me now.
Do it now.
I like this, I like the way this feels.
Let's go.
It's a thin line between paper and hate. Friends and snakes, growing old or early grave, hell or the pearly gates. I was destined to come, predicted, blame God, he blew breath in my lungs. Second to none, wicked turned wives to widows. Through satin pillows, the desolate one. Took a little time to claim my spot. Chairman of the board until this game stopped, and I side with the Lord. Ride for the cause while driving out my doors. Plotting, I'm sure, to catch me with the to my jaws. Tried sticking me up, but I flipped on these ducks. Instead of me, ambulances were picking them up. People
mean.
Fear what they don't understand, hate what they can't conquer. Guess it's just the fury of man. Became a monster, on top of the world. Never falling, I'm as real as they come. From day one, forever balling. Come on. It won't stop. It won't stop. Never. Come on.
But I won't stop now. 'Cause I can't stop now.
You can hate me now.
I hate you too.
But I won't stop now.
Come on.
You hate me now.
'Cause I can't stop now.
Hate me now.
You can 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 hate me now.
Come on, people.
But I won't stop now.
But I won't stop now.
Come on. It ain't gonna never stop, y'all.
Can't stop. Can't stop.
Yo, 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 yo. Welcome to Airball. Listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm Jonah. This is the boy Luca. Hey. Oh. Is your mic? Oh, your mic's on. There you go.
Hello, hello.
Yeah. It's a big day. It's a Wednesday.
Great Wednesday.
Absolutely.
I don't really know. I'm mentally, am I at Medford right now? No, mentally I'm home. I don't want to be here.
Yeah, me neither. Everyone on the sub list is dropping their shows.
Yeah.
As it goes. Yeah. But, you know, everyone, yeah, it is weird. The last few days of school before break, you aren't really here. You're kind of just like.
And I got so much to do and it's like,
Yeah.
What do I do? But, you know, we powering through. But you know what gets us through it? The tough times? Airball.
Yes, sir. This is the highlight of my week, to get Air to yap to all of you.
Radio. We're missing a few members today. We're missing Owen Swagel, Xander Penn, and Matthew Tinzer. But glad to join y'all today. I'm Luca.
Jonah. And after this, this is Airball, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Free From Radio.
Yes, sir.
I was going to say, after this, it's a beautiful day. We're going to go outside and play basketball.
Can't wait.
We talk the talk, but we also play basketball too.
Anyone wants the runs, pull up to Harrelson Courts at 4:15 p.m. Bring a ball.
Yeah, we don't have a ball.
bring Gatorade and bring that. Pull up in a SGA type pregame fit.
We're all pulling up. We're all changing up there.
Exactly.
Wait, should we go to the other park?
Yeah, we could.
I kind of like that one more.
It's just closer. So.
Yeah.
Actually, technically to you, it's kind of the same. But.
Yeah, I'm going to say this, considering this is Tufts Radio, maybe Sunil Kumar is listening. The basketball situation is completely dire at Tufts University. Like, if you want to play pickup basketball, there is literally one court that you can go. And, like, during the winter, I mean, like, now it's nice and you can go outside to, like, the courts in the area, but there's one indoor court, the intramural court, and then there's, like, the big gym. But the intramural court's always being taken. We're always getting kicked off it. It's always leaky. You know, we have a $20 million squash facility. I think that they could build a basketball court for maybe, and this is a little segue, maybe for, like, a tenth of the price of the Spring Fling concert that they put on. Not saying we shouldn't have that, but...
Salty.
Dude, for the price of, what was his name, Iaz, they could have solved the housing crisis. Like, but my boy Matthew and Xander, they're living in the mods right now.
Yeah.
And they dropped a bag on Iaz.
Iaz.
How do you say his name?
I think it's Iaz.
Iaz?
I want to say. Maybe it's eyes spelled differently, but I don't know.
That would make sense.
One hit wonder, though. Like, I don't know what we're doing, what the guys are doing behind this lineup. I just don't know if it's a Tufts lineup, you know. I don't know if people are gonna appreciate, like, I don't know, the rapper looks cool, but nobody's gonna respect her
because
they don't know her. Jordan Sparks is probably the highlight, probably.
Yeah, definitely. She's like the best artist out of the three of
and
them.
Iaz has one song, like, what are we gonna do?
We're gonna go crazy for it. I don't want to play it on the radio. I did it last time and I felt like I was doing the people a disservice. I was like, imagine turning on college radio expecting to hear something interesting and then you're hearing what's called Relay. Shiny like a melody.
No, Replay.
Replay. Oh my bad.
Come on now. That sounds incredible though.
It's all right. I mean,
incredible.
One hit wonder. Yeah, I mean, they did, like, I think this is what happens if you try to make as many people medium happy as possible. You end up with Flo Rida. You end up with this guy. I would rather, you know, this is another thing. We need Daniel Cece DJing at Spring Fling. They should have student bands. Like, it's literally a festival stage that you set up. Like, what's the point of having it getting taken down after the show? Like, leave it up for a day or two.
MCCC. I feel like, yeah, you're right. There should be student DJs to open it or something.
Definitely.
Or in between, or I don't know.
Yeah.
That'd be very cool. I would be down.
There's so much dead time. Like,
I'd be down to do it, yeah. You remember waiting, did you wait an hour and a half for Flo Rida?
I waited in the rain.
That was absolutely, I mean, it was worth it for the Thames inclusion.
Should we talk about that?
Nah, we don't have to.
To those who know, that you already know. Yikes.
All right, I guess this is very impromptu. What if we did the little, we could do little hoop grids, because, you know, I love hoop grids.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it could be a cool way to kick off the shit of it out. The shit of it out. Also, you gotta send me the password of Instagram, or like,
I'm not gonna say it on air.
Don't say it on that. Yeah, no.
I almost did. I almost just revealed our everything. Granted, though, if you want to hack our Instagram, go ahead. Our Instagram is airball.wmfo. We talk ball. We post pictures of basketballs.
What? Do we do?
I don't know. I might start doing that just because I said I would do it. Yeah. But I deleted my Instagram map.
We have the same phone and the same computer.
No, I have the small one, bro. I think we've established this.
Yeah.
I like... Okay, wait.
We gotta lock in. Hold on.
Yo, should I play a song real quick so we can, like, get settled?
I got it. I got it pulled up.
All right. Go ahead.
All right. Hoop grids. Okay, also pick this one because my team is in it. So, name a player who played for, at any time in their career, has played for the New York Knicks or the Phoenix Suns. Oh, sorry, and the Phoenix Suns, not or.
Wait. I'm getting exposed to John Starks.
Starks played for the Suns? I don't think
that doesn't feel right.
I think Starks and Sun is just like a similar, like,
yeah, that's probably why similar words. Starks, Sun.
I mean,
yeah.
Off the bat, didn't Mari Stoudemire play for the Suns?
Oh yeah, that's definitely gonna be like the 90% answer. That's pretty easy.
Who else been playing for the Suns, man?
Yeah, I don't know. This is a hard one. I wish Xander was here.
Okay, I could Stoudemire. We could just do Stoudemire. That's fine. 26%. Okay.
You want to give me some, like,
it's pretty terrible.
I feel like the airball or the hoop grid is tough to do on air because the people don't really know what we're talking about. If there are people,
I hope they do. Does anybody know the 19 people? They should know somebody who plays on the Knicks and plays on the Suns. All right, we'll move on. Okay, wait. Well, let's do a few more of these.
Yeah.
Because there's some cool ones. Beat Michael Jordan in playoff series. And all NBA. So probably.
So you could say, like, Shaq, Hakeem, who else beat him? Larry Bird, Kevin McHale. All the Celtics guys. All those all NBA players, Celtics guys. Who beat the...
No, they did not. The Celtics dudes?
The Celtics beat Jordan in 86.
In
the first round.
Oh,
it was the famous series where Jordan dropped 63. In Boston Garden. I'm sure there's a lot of people. Oh. Maybe one or two listeners here knows... lived through that day where Michael Jordan took your greatest team ever and made them look pathetic. He did that. He dropped 63 on them.
At the Garden?
At the Garden. On the road.
That's how he did it.
Comes off a broken foot. Wheels his team to the playoffs.
Wow.
Game one against possibly the greatest Celtics team of all time. Arguably the greatest team ever. Team that went on to win the title. Completely cooked them. Did that one scissor dribble. Yeah, you already know.
And he would. And what was it? What was it? 4-2? What was that series?
Yeah. No, I think it was a sweep after that. It was like a gentleman's sweep.
4-1.
But the one game that they won was the one Jordan cooked him in.
Okay, so...
Other thing.
Kevin McHale.
Oh, wait. I think they lost the game in overtime, actually, which is, like, even more fitting. Oh, yeah, also, for anyone listening, if you want to call in and talk to us about ball, we are open to calls today. Let me find the number.
Oh, it was a double overtime game.
Famous game.
Wait. 135 to 131.
Let me read off this number. If anyone wants to call in and debate with us about the Celtics, we hate the Celtics. I'm a Lakers fan. He's a Knicks fan.
Yeah.
Like, the Celtics, ops.
We don't have to get into heated arguments.
No, but it's fun. I want to hear if any of the listeners want to call in.
But we can appreciate the Celtics.
Call in 855-915-9636. I repeat, 855-915-9636. We will be taking calls for the next 45 minutes, so.
Yeah. If anybody wants to chat up about Derek White's glistening bald head.
Yeah, okay. Maybe if Derek himself is listening to the show, he can call in.
Derek.
Yeah. It's beautiful. Yeah. Let's see. We can just go around the horn of the league. Or, if you want to give me some would-you-rathers, I would also do that. Before we were talking about, like, would you rather take three Derek Whites, but they're short?
I think it was five. It was
five bald Derek Whites, but they're 5'3". Or three tall Derek White with the old hair.
Hmm.
And then there's like two like AI generated 2K players. Who wins? 45 overalls.
Two AI generated brown shirt, gray pant.
Like the ball. Well, I mean, honestly, I think like a full team of, you know how in 2K when they like generate players on historical teams and there's like, yeah, just like these bald white dudes who with headbands wearing 45, 46, 47, and they all have like some, they all went to some random colleges. Went to Central Arkansas, Southeastern Wyoming. And it's just like some guy. Three of those guys and then two bald Derek Whites manning the lineup. Tough team. That would be a team.
I don't know if it would be a team, but
they beat the Pistons. That's all.
They'd probably beat the Pistons.
Speaking of bad teams, you know the Wizards' losing streak came to an end the other night.
Oh, seriously?
They beat the Heat by 2 points.
Oh, damn. That's
Jimmy Butler pulled up home? To the game. I think he was on the road. Okay. And Jimmy Butler pulls up to the game wearing some weird hairdo. Like, he has, like, two pigtails going up. If Jimmy Butler ever pulls up to a game like that, like, you don't have, even if you're the Wizards, you don't have to worry.
I saw that. Yeah, Jimmy's my guy. It just means that, like, he probably, you know, couldn't get the retwist done in time or something, or
yeah,
couldn't find his guy. He didn't trust someone, but
yeah, his hairstylist like got COVID or something.
Hairstylist got COVID. Yeah, for
that's
sure.
Tough. Jimmy Butler. Yeah,
Jimmy Butler's my guy. I was you know, yeah, I got to talk to him a little bit. I got to play with him.
Really?
I didn't tell you about this?
No.
It was this summer. It was the most random thing of all time. I saw him at this court in Chelsea in New York, and he was playing pickup, and I'm babysitting these kids. There's three of them. They're probably 10 or 11 or something. And we're waiting for an autograph, so we're sitting down, and also, he's playing with J Balvin. Jimmy Butler, J Balvin, and his friends. So, like, they linked up. And one of J Balvin's friends goes for a drive in, twists his knee.
And, holy. Like,
not bad. It wasn't, like, terrible, but he's, like, holding. He's, like, he hobbles off the court. And I'm, like, yo, like, guys, let me sub in. J Balvin's, like, yeah, come. I'm, like, oh, my God. So I was like, guys, kids, film me. I have the whole thing on tape, bro.
Did you score on Jimmy?
Bro, okay, it was actually terrible.
You played bad?
I missed a easy layup because he was there. I thought he was going to block my shot, so I took it early. Didn't get to drive. Missed a layup, airballed a three.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's brutal.
In my defense, I hadn't touched the ball before coming on. I was completely dry, no warm-up, completely cold.
Yeah.
But it was fire.
That's an incredible story.
I mean, after the game, I got to talk to him a little bit, and because he was like taking, I think he was also there to like meet a few like, maybe like for some brand deals or like meet these executives,
mm-hmm,
at some companies or something, and he's taking a picture and he's holding a basketball with the Knicks logo on it. I didn't realize they were playing with the ball in the Knicks logo. So I'm there and I say, yeah, get the best team in the league on there. And he starts laughing. And I'm like, yo, what do you mean? Mind you, they had just beat us in the conference. Semis. They just beat us in the semis. And I was like, yeah, bro, come to New York. He's like, nah, man, too much tactics stuff going on there. Because I guess he's had Tibbs twice before.
Too much tactics?
Tactics stuff, yeah. He said, too much tactics. Sure. And I was like, what you mean? We got Brunson's going to take over. He's like, nah, man, I don't think it's going to work. I was like, what? He's like, yeah, he's too small to be first. He's like, too small to be first option or something. I was like,
damn, that's like something you never hear them say on an interview or something.
And I was
that's
like,
incredible.
Jimmy, that's why you should come solve our hype problem. You feel me? And he's like, nah, I'm good. He's like, I'm good. I'm good. I was like, all right. But it was hilarious.
I think Jimmy coming to New York would suit him a good deal. Because like, he has like savior energy, you know? Like, he shows up and you're like, this is like the
and
guy
he lives
that's going to help. He lives in New York.
Like, yeah, I don't know. It would be Jimmy, please, if you're listening, first of all, follow me back on Instagram. Second of all, please come to New York, man. I'll trade Randall for you. Please. I know, right? I saw that.
Whoa, what's he doing? Why? Sophie?
All right, we'll talk about that later. Shout out Sophie Benson.
Don't shout out this new Insta post, though, I will say.
I'm going to comment jump scare at the end.
That's some shocking stuff.
All right.
I'm gonna put on my Instagram story, call in. Anyone can call in.
I posted it, too.
Yeah, I'm doing
it. How many people we got listening to us right now?
We got 21. All right. Thank you to all 21 of our listeners. If I had your names, I would read them out. Thank each one of you individually.
Mm-hmm. We'd be rambling for real.
Yeah.
All right, I got a few fun questions, I think. Mm-hmm. Came with them in class. Because, obviously, I focused the whole time. So, you know, gotta... Anyways. All right. I got a few.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather Nikola Jokic, if he didn't know how to speak English at all? So, no communication on the court. He's just nodding. Maybe a few, yeah, or no, yeah. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe he knows the word foul or something. Jokic, if you didn't know how to speak English, or Dennis Rodman, but he gets you a guaranteed 20 rebounds a game.
Oof. You know, I think Jokic, what makes him such an incredible player is not his linguistic ability. Like, I'm sure he can communicate with his teammates, but if you watch the way he interacts with Jamal Murray or Aaron Gordon, there's something deeper there. There's something that's like, their brains have been fused. Like, I don't know what the Nuggets, like, do off the court. But like, I'm sure that they do some like couples meditation thing with the three of them, where they all like stare at each other and like hold hands and like really soul bond.
Yeah, but okay, this is not the question though. You're putting him in your team.
Putting him in my team.
You're putting him in your team, so you have no.
I don't think Jokic could be unable to speak, and I would still think he'd be the same player. Rodman, low key.
This is the point I was trying to say. I don't think he needs to even speak English to thread these passes, but it would be a problem in the locker room.
Oh, certainly.
It would definitely be a problem. He'd probably get less minutes in the game just because
he can't advocate.
Poor connection. Yeah.
He can't.
How is
like,
the coach going to give him, like, they're going to have to hire like a Serbian ace right now. Is he Serbian? No. Slovakian? No.
He's Serbian. Or yeah. Just a Balkan. I think the other thing is
Serbia, yeah.
There's a disconnection in body language between like Balkan people and Americans, and you can see this whenever Jokic like interacts with like Bojan Bogdanovic, and they're always like hugging and kissing, and it's like just a different way of interacting with a person.
Even, I mean, yeah, with Luka, they were like buddy buddy at the All Star game.
Exactly. It's like there's a shared, like just regionally speaking, like there's like a shared way of acting.
Yugoslavians, man.
Mm.
Yeah. So who are you taking?
I'm taking Jokic.
Dennis Rodman probably wouldn't get you more than 8 points in a game.
Jokic is like, I think it's unfair to, it's not that Dennis Rodman isn't good. I just think like Jokic is on a completely different level.
Yeah.
Even a mute Jokic would be really good.
So yeah, here's the thing. Yeah, coaches can't really communicate with Jokic, but coaches can't really communicate with Dennis Rodman because he's at the casino, because he's chilling with Madonna, because he's missing practice. So it's a tough one. It's a tough dilemma, but
that it is.
I would probably pick the Joker, because Dennis is just like, you don't know, he'll get you the 20 rebounds, but then actually I don't know, 20 rebounds is kind of crazy in a game. That's a lot.
Yeah, it's unclear. I mean, the guaranteed 20 is crazy. Like, yeah. It's no off nights every night, like 20 are they offensive rebounds, defensive, probably, like it'd be crazy.
25% offensive.
Well,
I like that one. That was a fun
comment. I'm reading Reddit right now. I'm looking at the rookie ladder. Guess who's on top of the rookie ladder?
Here we go. Oh, Wembanyama.
Wembanyama is
Wemby
on top.
Wemby glazing.
It's back. Every episode, I'm going to just say my part. Wembanyama is the GOAT. He will be the GOAT by next season.
We should make a Wemby glazing button. Ready? I'm going to push it. Beep, Wemby glazing.
Yeah. We need a whole soundboard. Like, Lakers. The Lakers.
The Laker. Well, of course, I had to say the Lakers. But yeah, who's number two?
Number two, Chet Holmgren. But then the three others are interesting. Brandon Miller, Jaime Jaquez Jr., and Derek Lively.
Okay, that's not bad, actually. Yeah. I was assuming little Brandon Pajemski maybe in there. He's been good.
He's a good player. He's one of those guys where he's so competent as a rookie, you just know he's going to have a a lifelong career as an NBA player. Mm-hmm. Like, he's going to be in the league for 10 years, easy. Yeah.
I feel like, what? Oh, yeah, I just picked up Brandon Miller on my fantasy team. That's why I was thinking of him. He's pretty. He's looking good. I mean, you know, Paul George being your idol is not a bad thing at all. I modeled my shooting form after Paul George. Because that man has a smooth stroke. Pause. But, yeah, I can tell you, Brandon Miller, recent games, been very good. 19, 23, 21, 18, 26 points. He's averaging a block almost. Past several games, he's been on his block stuff. So it's been pretty good. Obviously, the Hornets are not playing meaningful games right now. But in the Grant Williams era, they're looking a lot better than
the Grant Williams era.
Think about that.
Grant Williams, can I talk about him for a second?
Go ahead, yeah.
I feel bad.
What do you have to say about Grant?
You know,
first of all, can I say one of my favorite players in the NBA?
You really like him.
He
Why?
Has got that thing on him behind him. Kyle, he's up there with Kyle Lowry.
I see what you're
with
saying.
With thickness. No, Grant, this is all positive. You know, I'd love to meet you. We should come on the radio one day and talk about how you achieved that dumpy.
But I mean, I think it's just genetics. It's like the same question of like, how does Wembanyama have an 8-foot wingspan?
God.
It's, you know.
All right, but yeah, talk about Grant.
Grant.
That's one of my favorites. I've seen him live. I mean, obviously Celtic.
I've seen him live as well, but in a different way. I saw him at Boston College in those weird mods that they have during the marathon day once. I say no more. okay, but like Grant Williams, you know, fine role player. He's a fine player, you know? He's not the guy. You're not going to give him a bag. You're not going to invite him to... I don't know, stay with your team for 20 years like Kobe or any good role player. He's the guy that gets cut. The Celtics did it. The Celtics had to pay their team. They had to upgrade, and Grant Williams was the first guy out. They chose Derek White over Grant Williams. They send him to the Mavericks. They sent him not to the wall. They sent him like...
He got a little bag, I feel like. 3-year 20 or something?
Yeah, he got a little contract for his service. But then he started embarrassing himself. You know, there's something really wrong if your actions in an organization just really rub people the wrong way. You don't hear about this happening a lot in the NBA. If you're a player that has like a lot of utility to a team, it's crazy to me that the team would just cut you because they didn't like your vibes. Or they traded him because they didn't like his vibes.
I think it was also, I don't know if you remember that, the Heat series when he poked the bear, poked Jimmy. And then Jimmy went and scored like 4 consecutive points on him. 4 consecutive baskets, like just... by powering him down or like crossing him.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think there's any
that could have been part of it because you don't poke Jimmy, bro. You're going to regret that.
Yeah, I think you can. Poking the bear is never a problem until it becomes a problem. I think like if you can get away with it, that's completely fine. But you have to be able to back it up on the court. And it's like if Jason Tatum wants to get into it, like that's a whole different ballgame than Grant Williams poking the bear, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's like it's an arguable mismatch to begin with. And he's already getting cooked, and he pokes him once. That whole series, though, is one of my favorite moments as a basketball fan. I really was, like, glued to my seat watching that series. And in the way, not where I, like, was like, oh, my God, no, not the Celtics. Like, I was really excited that they were losing. I was thrilled, in fact. Because the prospect of watching Jason Tatum basketball in the finals saddened me. I'm such a hater. Granted, though, I wish this year my ideal final series is probably Nuggets Bucks, Nuggets Sixers.
No.
Oh yeah, no worries.
Yeah. You said
you want to say hi to the radio?
what did you say? You said Denver versus
Denver, Philadelphia, Denver, Milwaukee. I think Denver, Milwaukee would probably be the best.
Nuggets, Bucks.
I mean, like, I just think there's no point of talking about anyone else in the West coming out. The Nuggets are going to come out of the West. And at this point, it's like, the Celtics coming out of the West is like, or the East is like, I hope it doesn't happen, because then it means the playoffs were like a formality. I don't know, with the way the injuries are happening.
I honestly don't know if it's going to be that simple, though, man.
The Bucks are starting to roll. But at the same time, Chris Middleton is still complaining about injury. And I fear that without him at full health, the Bucks are just not good enough to beat the Celtics. We'll see, though. We never really know. Giannis could wreak absolute havoc. We'll have to see.
We'll see, man. I mean, okay.
When do the playoffs start?
When do the playoffs start? Let's look at when do the playoffs start. April 20th.
Oh my god, dude. Spring fling is going to be the best day ever. Dude, that's like the ultimate. Wait, I'm going to have to miss all the game ones. Or at least. It's okay, man. We're gonna have a crazy day that day. I already know.
Skip IAs for.
We have to go to Spring Fling, like.
For Thunder, what is it? Probably gonna be Thunder Suns or something.
Me watching like Magic Cavs instead of being in Spring Fling. Me just glued in. You know what we can do though? We can go to Spring Fling, get like exhausted as one does at Spring Fling, then go to Tish. In the big, that's me, Matthew, and Xander last year went into the.
Don't leak it. Don't leak this.
Into not Tish. In the Joyce Cummings Center basement.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, we went down there.
Yeah, facts. That's a good one. I like that one. Also, the one in Pearson Hall too.
Yeah. In Muger. Muger.
Yeah. I'm Ballou always in Hall. You know, Ballou?
Yeah, we're leaking study spots right now. Yo, you ever been in the Fletcher bunker?
Yeah. Oh, the bunker.
There's a whole bunker. Like, there's a whole bunker under Fletcher. I'm going to give a Tufts conspiracy theory that I believe is very valid and is true. Okay?
Yeah.
Tufts was founded originally as a government repository for documents back in the days where government documents were all analog. You can still see remnants of this in the bottom of Tisch Library. They have huge archives of, like, topographical maps, weather maps, all types of stuff. Taxation documents, census counting documents, all types of stuff.
Wow.
Tufts also has one of the preeminent international relations schools in the country. And to me, I've looked through some of the stuff in the Fletcher Library and I'm like, okay, there's like weird like Brookings Institution government documents and stuff in there. But I also bet that there's a lot of declassified stuff. But back in the day, that stuff wasn't always declassified. It was all top secret stuff. I have a theory that under the Tisch or under the Fletcher building, there's a massive like bunker where they used to keep all of the stuff, all of the goods stuff, you know, like strategy rooms, like menacing maps that they can like control the world with.
National treasure type business.
Yeah, because like also the other thing is that like, say the Russians were gonna come like nuke, or blow up Harvard because obviously they'd blow up Harvard if they were attacking America, but they blow up Tufts. Like, Tufts is close to Harvard. It's in the middle of a big city, state capital.
Wait, what did you just say? Talking about blowing up what?
I also think Harvard was a government repository for some time. Obviously, the best stuff would be there, as they love to talk about. But like, I think we would also have some good stuff too, and I think they would put it under Fletcher. All
right, let me interrupt you now.
my soliloquy's over.
It's time for the P to the S to the A. So. And after this, I kind of want to play a song, as if that's cool. This Sade song I've been bumping.
Absolutely.
For the people on this nice sunny day. So, this is an interesting one. Actually, not going to read that one. What is that one about? Okay. PSA. For Beth? Never mind. Not a PSA for Beth. When visiting a national forest, seeking a black bear can be a thrill. The grizzlies? But if the bear rips through your tent for a granola bar, a carefree camping trip can turn deadly. Do your part to reduce black bear encounters by storing trash, food, and scented products such as toothpaste. And that's the one scented product they came up with? In a bear-proof container, your car's trunk, or high in a tree. Learn more at fs.usda.gov/NFSNC. This message is a public service announcement of the U.S. Forest Service and WMFO. We care about bears and you.
Yeah, speaking of bears, I learned about a story yesterday, a movie called Bear Man. where this conservationist couple goes into Alaska and starts living with bears. It's not a happy story. The guy maybe got a bit too acquainted with the bears. Rest in peace to him, though. I forget his name. I haven't seen the movie yet, but I definitely will watch it. Shout out Lionel McPherson for recommending it to me. My philosophy professor, who actually should come on this show. I'm gonna see. He's the type of guy, absolute genius, and just is funny. Like, really funny person. Like, he would be a good guest to have.
Well, I think we should take a quick break, but I wanted to share this song. You guys might know this song. Sade, By Your Side, off of Lover's Rock. Great sunny day, peaceful picnic type song. So we'll catch you guys after this one's done. Sade, By Your Side.
I wouldn't do that. everything that you desire. And you get a feeling, feeling that I'm feeling. Won't you come closer? Baby, hey. Now you already got me right where you want me, baby. I just want
you, man.
How does it
I'm not afraid to die.
Yo, we back.
How does it feel? That was D'Angelo with Untitled. Fire song.
Yup.
But you gotta press the now.
Oh, forgot to do that.
But yeah, welcome back to Airball. And I don't know if you guys watched NBA yesterday, but the New York Knicks have a man named Josh Hart. And he has now dropped 4 triple-doubles in the season. He's the 6th Knick player to do that of all time. And he's becoming, Josh Hart becoming my favorite players in the NBA, bro. He's just like one of those guys. Like, he's a Derek White comparative.
Yeah. We talked like about him last time.
Yeah, he's one of them, you know, reliable guys. So.
Just dependable, you know? Like a, I don't even know. He's just dependable.
Josh Hart or Dylan Brooks?
Dylan Brooks. For the reason being, I think if we're talking pure profit, we're talking pure entertainment. Having Dylan Brooks on your team is like turning your team into a WWE game match. Like, Dylan Brooks is a true character, and I think those guys are not, they're not as common in the NBA as they are in professional wrestling, but when you get one on your team, you're foolish to let one go. Because, well, if I go to a Rockets Pistons game, I know Dylan Brooks is about to be putting on a show, not on the court, but like
Rockets Pistons. I thought it would be the Pistons. Pistons don't even play that way anymore. It'd be more like a Rockets like Grizzlies game or something.
Ooh,
or like a, I don't even know. Rockets Heat. Rockets Heat would be a good game, but no, Dylan Brooks is averaging 13-1. Sorry. 13-1 and 3.5 rebounds. One steal a game, though. That's pretty good. 3 personal fouls a game. I wonder who leads the league in personal fouls.
Wait, let me guess. Probably Cat.
Oh, phone flash.
Call again, sorry. Oh.
Oh.
Hold up.
We got somebody calling.
Let's Can you go. Hear me? Hello. Who am I speaking to?
Is this Jonah?
Yeah, this is Jonah. Identify Jonah. Yourself.
Oh, this is John. We went to Gold Arrow together.
Oh my goodness, John O'Sullivan.
Yeah, bro.
How you doing?
Good. I'm calling into the radio station.
Yeah.
You big basketball fan?
Of course.
Wait, how do y'all know each other?
Just camp.
Oh.
Yeah. I remember you were in Boston, like, last year for, like, Hemp Fest or something. But,
yeah, man. That shit was great.
Yeah.
Anyway, remember, you, just be careful with the language on the air. FCC, oh, yeah. Don't worry.
Did you hear the question we just posed? Who has the most, who do you think is leading the league in personal fouls?
In men's basketball?
Men's basketball,
nah,
yes.
No, women. WNBA, no, I'm joking. Yeah.
Nah, I don't know, man. I just called in.
Yo, what are you up to these days? What's the life looking like?
Dude, I mean, I'm not playing football anymore. I played football in college, but I'm flying airplanes now.
You're flying airplanes?
Yo.
Yep.
On some 21 Savage movements.
Yeah, wait, first of all, where'd you play football, and how did that end? How was the college football life?
It was cool. I played over at UMass Dartmouth. We had some players getting scouted by the Patriots and Niners, even though it was Division III. But it honestly just like it just wasn't worth banging heads. So now I'm just pursuing aviation.
Yeah. So how did that happen? What inspired you to start being an aviator?
Also, what position?
Oh yeah. I played D line and linebacker.
And linebacker. Tough. Damn.
Yeah, that's got to do some numbers to the old head. So how'd you get into the flying airplanes?
Well, I mean, like, my dad died when I graduated high school, so I kind of lost the passion to play football. But now I'm kind of like working in favor of my mom, so I changed my narratives.
Sounds good, man.
You said you're working in Shaver?
Shaver?
What? Sorry,
no, aviation.
Oh,
aviation, yeah, man. Aviation.
Oh, I misheard. I didn't know what you were saying. That's cool. Yeah.
But like being a pilot, it's not just about flying the airplanes. It's about being an aviation manager as well. So like advising the people who own the planes on the tax codes that they want to get for the planes, the type of avgas, like what type of hangar you need to put the plane in. Like,
damn.
It's an all-encompassing managerial position. It's not just flying. Like knowing the right mechanics, right? Like knowing X number of miles. Okay, we need to change the engine out. Do X, Y, Z, like that type of stuff.
Wow. So you're working more on the management side. Are you training to fly planes, or is that like a different side of the business that you're not working in?
Yeah, I'm just building up my hours without incident. But yeah, I'm helping my uncle out with some of the managerial stuff as well.
Pretty awesome.
Very cool. Have you seen the, speaking of planes, have you seen the Hijack series with Idris Elba?
Where he, like, series?
You should watch it if you're into this. He, like, it's a whole series that happens on an airplane. I think he has to, like, stop this bad dude. It's like action.
Yeah, man, I'll look it up.
Action series. Yeah. Go see what that's about. But
it sounds crazy. It reminds me of, like, in any field, there's always just like so much support and just so many factors into making a thing work that we never consider. I guess with airplanes, it's definitely like that.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, I mean, the autopilot kind of takes care of mid-flight course corrections anyway, so just don't suck at landing and take off, and you're good.
I was going to ask, what is the craziest thing you've seen happen on an airplane?
We were pulling out a truckie, and basically, like, the electrical system shut off in the plane.
Oh, my God.
Like, we didn't have, like, access to any of the instruments. The plane was basically just, like, running blind. So we had to, like, restart the plane in air.
Oh.
But we were climbing out of, like, you know, Tahoe is kind of like a valley, like, coming out of Truckee.
Yeah.
So we had to restart the plane in midair. But, like, we couldn't see our altitude on the dash or anything. So it was nighttime. We would have flown straight.
It was nighttime?
Wait, so was there any doubt that you'd be able to get the plane to restart, or...
If it was nighttime, we would have just flown into the mountain. But because it was daytime, we could see the mountains. We just kept climbing in elevation. And then we restarted it. Like, it looked like we reset the electrical system in the plane, and it fixed it.
Well, so, yeah, I guess...
Definitely sketch.
Thank God. So, yeah, I just want to ask some parting words, because we got to move on.
Sounds good. I got to get to the gym right now. I'm just calling in, because...
All right, thanks for listening to Airball, man. All right, that was great. Learn about the airplanes and stuff.
Yo. I might have picked up the phone again. Can you hear me?
Yeah, hello.
Yo, who's this?
It's just a long listener.
Okay. What's your name?
Turn the other one off, though.
Marcus.
Marcus, nice to meet you. Marcus. Are you from around here?
Airball.
Nice to meet you, too. I take it your name's Jonah.
Yeah, I'm Jonah. Yeah,
yes, sir.
I am from around here. I'm from Bedford, born and raised.
Yeah.
I want to talk about these Boston Celtics.
Oh, absolutely. Here we go.
We've been waiting for this. I don't know if you've ever listened to our show before, but we are Celtics haters.
No. Not that haters, but we are Celtics
skeptics.
Critics, I guess. Yeah. Critics, maybe? Yeah.
Sure. What do you think the Celtics are? What's your hot take on the Celtics these days?
Personally, I think the Celtics should trade. They should get rid of this whole roster. I'm not in love with any of these players. And they should go for Wembanyama. And I know, Jonah, I know you're big on Wembanyama. And I think that he's the type of player that you give up your whole roster for.
Yeah. You know, I
what? I'm Marcus.
Yeah. Okay, wait, Mark.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I agree with that 100%.
Would you rather Wembanyama with Tatum's height or Wembanyama with Wembanyama's height?
That's a very good would you rather. My favorite part of that would you rather is that one of them is way obviously better than the other.
well, you didn't answer the question. Which one is better than the other? Because, I mean, you could argue with...
Wembanyama with Tatum Zeit is better than Wembanyama right now.
Wow. That's a take.
It's a hot take.
Can you defend your take? Why is that the case?
The case is he's too tall. He can't even... He's too gangly. He can't figure out where to put his arms and hands and stuff. And if he were shorter, it would be way easier for him to, like, get into tight crevices and stuff. And he could get sleuth his way to the basket a little bit better, he might be able to win some of those MVPs they're always talking about.
That's hilarious. Wow. So.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah. Wow.
And that Xander guy, get him on the air.
Xander actually was just editing a movie. I'm sure. There's this like little pathetic kid named Matthew, and we were in it together with we were in this movie yesterday, and I'm sure he'll show you.
All right, that's good.
Yeah. Well.
All right, guys.
Yeah. Call on again. We always appreciate having you, Ben. I mean, Marcus.
Thank you so much. Hey.
Wait, you still trying to play basketball or what?
Yeah, let's go to the park.
All right. Say that.
Wait. All right.
Wait.
Bye.
I'm looking at. I might meet you guys there where you're at right now.
All right, yeah, that works. That
all right, works. Xander, all right, I thought this goodbye. Was Ben Tenzer again. Oh my God.
You're lying.
Yeah, I was going to try to
dude, what?
Keep going a little longer, but I figured who cares? Hey, we'll figure it out eventually.
Oh my God,
I'm so dumb. Oh my gosh.
I realized it was... we get it.
No, I just noticed that your voice had sounded like that. Like,
Here's the show. We can talk about this after. I will play basketball with you guys at the park. Absolutely.
All right. See you.
Bye. Thank you for calling, Marcus.
I thought that was Ben.
That is hilarious.
I completely didn't realize that was Xander. Like the whole time, I thought it was Ben.
The whole time, really?
And until the very end, I heard the Xander-ness in his voice, and I was like, "Oh, that's Xander."
I think I knew when he's. I kind of knew from the beginning. Like
you should. Yeah, I should have noticed. I. Why did I think it was Ben? That's why I like insulted Matthew out of nowhere because I thought I was talking to Ben.
I thought that's when you knew, but. It's whatever.
I know. I was like, Xander is actually like Xander brought up his own name, and I was like, "Oh, it must be Ben talking about Xander." I don't know.
So funny.
I love the call.
Thank you for Marcus and what was the other dude's name?
John O'Sullivan. John. If you're still listening, thank you. That was insightful.
That was great. Great calls, guys. And we're coming up to our last few minutes, so I just want to thank you guys for listening. This is Airball. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tubbs Freeform Radio. And I guess, yeah, some closing thoughts here. Everybody should go check out Hijack. I think it's on Apple. No, I'm joking. But I guess we can end it with a closing would you rather. Quick would you rather if you'd like. Because I got a fire one cooked up. Would you rather prime Jason Kidd with the incentive of a nice hair transplant if he wins. This is a 1v1, by the way. Or prime Chris Paul with the incentive that if he wins, he gets to beat the living life out of Scott Foster after.
Oh.
Who wins?
I think Chris Paul is going to win. Mainly because I doubt that Jason Kidd cares that he's bald. I think at a certain point, at a certain level of basketball ability, okay. The baldness helps you. And I think he knows that. Jordan knew that. Kobe knew that. Kobe had hair, even like up to the day he died. He had hair. He was able to grow hair. I don't think they care. I think that they like being bald as an aesthetic. And I also think Chris Paul really, really hates Scott Foster. Like he would
Yeah, seriously.
Probably